And I noticed him kind of looking at me, and I was like, oh, this fucking guy is like, what's that, a lesbian? You know, like, holy shit, a lesbian, you know.
You're listening to All the Feels podcast, hosted by Kalina and Kay,
where we're chatting a little of this and a little of that. All things wellness, unconventional life paths, and creative passions.
Finding your healthiest and most authentic self isn't easy, and it'll definitely give you all the feels.
We wanted to connect with like-minded people and share feelings-focused conversations that provide inspiration and make our souls happy.
Thank you so much for listening.
Okay.
Hello, hello.
Action. Take two.
Hello. Sorry. Here we are. This is round two.
Round two.
Ish. I was new and improved. Muted for 45 minutes that we were recording.
So I'm going to be honest. It was me. I did it on purpose.
Donnie, you hit the mute button when I wasn't looking.
I was like, nobody wants to hear this
Damn.
Bitch.
Technical difficulties.
Oh, fuck you.
We're still figuring things out, but yeah. Here we are. We've got Donnie with us.
Donnie Wan. What's up, ladies?
Welcome back.
What's up, ladies?
We and her little cutie Calvin, her little pup.
Yes, Calvin. Yes. He's miniature schnauzer. He's single. I'm single. What's up?
Send in your applications.
Send in your applications, ladies.
She's ready for you.
Calvin's ready too. He needs a stepmom.
Oh. Yes, we got Donnie and Calvin and all the pups. We're ready to rumble.
Yeah, no technical difficulties.
Good to go
this time.
No, it's good. You got to work out the kinks. You got to work out the kinks.
Yeah.
And I'm honored to be the first guest. So thank you so much for having me. This is truly like such a lovely, lovely honor.
Yay.
And you're both lovely. And I appreciate you. Thank you. Girl power.
Girl power.
2019, girl power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're excited. We love Donnie. Donnie and I go way back. Mm-hmm. Kay's in the mix now. We love it more.
Yep.
It's all good.
Yeah.
How old were you when I met you? You're like a baby.
No.
A little baby.
Probably
like 20
years ago.
I don't know. You were like 20. Well, how old are you now?
28.
God, you must have been like a baby, baby. Like
you
24.
Must have been like 20, I was going to say. Like
25.
Yeah, 24.
That's crazy. Little baby.
I've been in LA.
You've grown up. You're such a big girl now. I'm so proud of you.
They grow up so
I'm so proud of you. You've grown up so fast. Such a beautiful young woman now. I'm very proud of you.
But yeah, here we are.
Yeah. What did we even jump right into last time?
Who knows? Just our love.
Oh, we talked about Idaho and potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell us. Yeah, tell us again a little bit about like where you grew up.
Oh,
you ending up in LA.
Yeah, well, and you had in the notes about like culturally what it was like growing up in Idaho.
I heard about that.
So we can branch off into something new.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm from Idaho. The potato state in the Pacific Northwest. We covered that. You thought it was Iowa or Ohio.
Yeah, we didn't
know that Idaho was the Pacific Northwest.
Nobody
does. We
truly
thought it was the Midwest.
And that's okay. No one knows. And honestly, who cares, right? It's Idaho. Good potatoes, though. And beautiful scenery. But a lot of white people.
And special sauce for the fries,
and
which we just
special sauce. And yes. Or fry sauce. A.K.A. fry sauce.
Very interested in this.
It's basically Thousand Island without relish.
Yeah, so just ketchup and mayo.
Yeah, and it's
fuck me up
fucking
so
getting with
in.
Chicken strips, y'all.
Oh,
like, that shit.
I love chicken strips.
Chicken strips forever.
Forever.
Red Robin, like, growing up, it was like, we go to Red Robin, you get the Shirley Temple, you get the fucking chicken strips, and the, like, giant steak fries there. Oh, that was my childhood, chicken strips. That's Idaho for me. Chicken strips and french fries. Idaho. A dream.
What's an Idaho accent? Give me your best Idaho accent.
Well, we really, okay, now I'm, like, probably acclimated more to a Californian accent. I think if I had one, I think it's probably gone by now. But in Idaho, it's, like, pop. We said pop, not soda, which I'm so sad that I lost my pop. Like, I came down here, and it was, like, soda, soda.
Yeah.
And then I switched, and that made me sad. But there's not, we don't have, like, a Minnesotan thing. Like, it's not like that.
No,
and it's not like, hey, y'all. Like, there is a little
neutral.
Bit. There's a little bit of that country slang. Like, in Emmett, there was, like, you know, them cows over there. A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Little twang.
Little twang. And, like, definitely, you know, bad grammar. And illiteracy. And a lot of meth. But I'm just kidding.
But great fries and special sauce.
But great fries and special sauce. And really good potatoes. No, JK. No, it was not as bad like that when I was growing up there. But now it's kind of, you know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
In that
so
area.
It must be culture shock a bit.
Mm-hmm. But growing up, it was a lot of white people. You know, there was nothing about gay people. my family was totally cool with all of that. But I mean, they're just, that shit just wasn't around. There was no diversity. Like, there was no ethnicity aside from white. Religion, a lot of Mormons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A lot of Mormons. I was fortunate that my family was not religious and, like, never was. My mom was really cool about that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, if you're interested, I'll take you or you can go to church. But,
oh,
like,
that's cool.
I tried. It doesn't work for me. But, like, I'm totally open to you wanting to explore that if you want. And I was like, I'm cool, but thank you. That's I was nice. Like, that's so nice.
Were they from Idaho, your parents?
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Cool. So they were, like, a little bit ahead of not only their time, but also their the area that they were in some ways.
For sure. Like, super progressive and super cool. Because I think about that. I was born in 1985, and they named me Donnie Davidson Carly.
And oh, I love that.
Yeah, like, I'm named after my great-grandfather.
That's cool.
Which is, like, so fucking cool, A, that I'm like, that was 1985 in Idaho? Like, good for you guys. That's cool. Also, I ended up being gay, so, like, that worked out so well.
Yeah.
Right? But then also, they let me, like, do and be however I wanted to be. Like, I wanted to cut my hair when I was 6 years old. I had long blonde hair, and my mom was very, like, all about dressing us up and making us cute, and we had matching ribbons and all the things.
You and your mom had matching ribbons?
Like, well, like, my little sister, not my little sister, my sister and I, like, she would dress us up and, like, for photos and shit, and it was, like, two, you know, very immaculate, well, ribbons in the bob.
Oh,
what do we call them? Boppers?
Dresses?
Popper? Boppers? Bows? Bobbers?
What?
It was, like, the little balls.
Oh,
the like, hair ties with the balls, like, in the 80s.
I don't either.
We called them, what did we call them? Boppers. I think we called them boppers or something weird. I can't remember. I don't know. That was some weird Idaho shit, too. Some, like, bopper.
I remember those.
We also called farting poppers. I don't know if that was Idaho or just my mom.
Oh, I know.
But a fart was a popper.
Oh.
It was like, I poppered. That's so weird that I'm thinking, I'm like, God, that is weird to think about now. I haven't thought about that in a really long time. I'm like, I poppered. It was nice, though, because it wasn't like fart or tooted,
it's
too.
It's a better sounding word.
Tooted was like, that shit made me laugh so hard as a kid. If it was, you know, if someone was like, Bobby tooted, it was like the funniest shit ever to say, like, toot. But yeah, Idaho. Anyway, white AF, not a lot to do. So I got out at like 18 and moved to California. And
did you always know that you wanted to leave Idaho when you were growing up?
No, I actually was like so the opposite. Mm-hmm. I was like afraid to travel. And it was weird. Like when the first time I went to England when I was 16, I was like so scared and was like terrified. And also I don't like flying. So that was a part of it too. I hate fucking flying. Because it doesn't make sense. Like, we're in a giant metal bird full of gasoline. Doesn't make any fucking sense. So it was, like, when I went over there and I was just, like, and I would get homesick really easily, like, as a kid. So I was not, like, into traveling. It scared me. And then I ended up moving anyway and, like, did it. And now it's, like, completely the opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I, like, love traveling. And, I'm, and I really was, like, I love Idaho. I would I want to live here my whole life. Like,
wow.
I don't want to leave Idaho. Like, I was very about Idaho. And then, I don't know, shit changed.
Yeah, and, and wanting to get into entertainment, too.
Right? Yeah, knowing, like, if I'm going to do anything. Because it was really, like, there's nothing else I'm going to do. And this is what I'm good at. And, like, some type of creative, whether it's music or art or acting or whatever. Like, something on that level. And Idaho is, like, not where I need to be for that.
Yeah. And also, you knew that when you were little, kind of, right?
Yeah, and my mom was also so supportive. Just like, you're amazing. Like, this is what you're supposed to do. And, like, you know, you don't need to go to college. Like, college. Like, that's very supportive. And even my
grandma. Ahead of her time.
I know.
No, amazing. And my dad would have been super supportive, too. Like, he was always very supportive in what we did. And again, like, as a dad with two girls, how he was with us and how, like, how good he was at, like, establishing and instilling in us, like, self-esteem and self-worth, and was always just like, you guys are beautiful, and you're so special, and, like, boys are awful, and they just want to get in your pants, and, like, fuck that, and, like, just the sweetest. And, like, I remember when I was, like, 15 and I hit puberty and I got stretch marks. And you know when you first get stretch marks, they're fucking gnarly. Yes. Or unless, I don't know if you have them or not.
Yep.
But they're, like, deep and purple, and you're, like, 15, and you're like, what the fuck? And I have hips now and an ass, and these fucking things showed up. Like, I was mortified.
Same.
So it was, like, like, traumatizing. And I was so, like, I just felt, like, so, it made me feel really, like, ugly and gross and, like, weird.
Yeah.
And I remember I was talking to my dad about it one time, and it was something, like, you know, who's going to, like, love me or be attracted to me if I have stretch marks or something. And he was just like, honey, anybody that loves you is not going to care that you have stretch marks. And I was like, and it was like, and then, you know, he like continued walking. Aww. And I just remember having that moment of just like, that is like the nicest thing to say.
Aww.
And it was so cute. And I think about that now as an adult, and I'm like, that is the sweetest thing for like a father to say to his daughter, you know?
Wow. What an important thing to hear.
And it like resonated with me. Yeah. And I was like, he's right. And I was like, yeah, he's totally right.
Wow. He's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is totally right.
But it was just like so sweet. Like that's, he was great.
Yeah,
that was
sweet.
Yeah,
those
very
are
sweet.
Important things to hear when you're little. And when
it's very important for girls to have, I think, a supportive father, mm-hmm. like male figure mm-hmm. in their life. I think that's very important for girls, and I think especially straight girls.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
It all just translates.
For show.
Mm-hmm.
As you grow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that your grandmas had a big impact on you too.
Yeah, my grandmothers were the fucking shit, dude.
Aww.
R.I.P. R.I.P. G-Ma and Grandy.
Stop dicking around with psychology. You're going to be in entertainment.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah, my mom's mom, she was born in 1916, went through, like, everything. The coolest lady, had the best attitude, went through so much shit. Such a badass.
Yeah.
Like, her husband left her in World War II, and she, like, fucking held it down, got a job, like, raised her two kids. He was, like, a douchebag, alcoholic, and bounced.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Had polio, you said, right?
She had fucking polio at one point, almost died from appendicitis, like crazy shit. And then my dad's mom, you know, she like started her own business in the 70s in Idaho with like in a boys club and became like super successful and just a badass bitch who like went through a lot too. And she was like a dope ass boss lady.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. So they were both very influential and like just, and very loving and supporting and like major figures for me.
That.
And my mom too. Like I had very strong females in my life, mm-hmm. and I think that's very much why I resonate more with women
mm-hmm.
and feel more comfortable with women. And also, I'm a lesbian, so there's just a lot of like a lot of love for ladies for me. I'm like, I don't need men at all. I'm like, men serve no purpose for me. I don't need you.
Just man dog for you.
Yeah, yeah. Man dog is fine.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, not that I don't not like men or anything that. I'm just like women. I just am on
you
all levels.
Towards.
I'm just more comfortable and resonate more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah.
So you have a good support system, and you made your way to Cali.
Made my way to Cali.
16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And talk about a culture shock.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
Do you remember when you got to California? Have you been before? Did you visit California before you moved?
Yeah, we came out, like, 6 months before to get an apartment and, like, check out L.A. and check out where we were living. And, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I remember being on the freeway and just being like, oh, my God, with my mom. And just, like,
fuck.
Seven lanes.
Holding on to dear life.
Yeah, seven lanes. Just, like, holy shit. And my mom's driving. And I was just like, this is fucking crazy. I don't know how I'm going to – I can't believe I'm doing this, you know. But it was like, there's nothing for me in Idaho.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going to happen out here. But, like, you know, there's no other option, really.
Yeah.
And it ended up working out, you know.
And you moved with a friend.
I moved with a friend.
Tell that funny little anecdote.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I moved with my friend, and we, like, had kind of, like, a straight girl lesbian thing.
Uh-oh.
We've got a dog barking in the hallway.
No.
Now our puppies are...
Calvin. I love how he's like, I need to let you know what's happening. Like, I can't fucking hear it. You know? It's like, something's happening. Something's happening. It's like, yes, I know. Shut up.
It looks
being
so quiet. He knows we're recording.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so tell your funny little answer.
Yeah, so I moved down with a friend of mine. We paid our rent 6 months in advance because my mom was like, look, if you're going to fucking, like, move down there and do this, you're committing and, like, you can't be fucking leaving, like, a month or two in.
Yeah.
Like, you need to commit to this. And I was like, respect.
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, the girl and I both, like, you know, put in 6 months worth of rent. And then we moved in. And, like, 2 weeks into us living together, we shared a room. So two weeks into us living together, she gets, like, mad at me and is like, you know, I don't want you to have this, like, lesbian poster on the wall. And I was like, you fucking gave me that poster for my birthday. Like, why are you upset about it all of a sudden? And she was like, I don't know. It's like, you know, I support it, but, like, I just don't want to see it. And I was like, okay, well, like, you have a cross on the wall. And, like, I don't really, like, believe in it, but, like, I let you, like, have it on there. I don't care. Like, whatever. And then she ended up, like, moving out, and it was so crazy.
And you kept your poster up.
And I kept my poster up. I was like,
did you live there alone?
Yeah. She moved back home, and I stayed.
Idaho.
Mm-hmm. And I stayed. And it was fucking crazy because I literally like moved out there. I didn't know anyone. I worked at like TGI Fridays.
Oh my god, little baby Donnie.
Yeah. Yeah. I had like dyed black hair and I think I probably like painted my nails black at this time. And
the photos are great.
Yeah, the photos are good. My hair's had many, many, many journeys.
Yep.
Many lives. My hair's lived many lives. That's for sure.
And was it rough at first, like being out here alone, or did you kind of just get right into the group?
No, it was fucking crazy. It was very hard, and it was, but it was just, I don't know. I look back on that, I'm like, I can't believe I like did that and just like figured it out and did it.
At that age, we're so much more just like willing to just like rough it and just.
Yeah, well, and it's like, it's such in our culture and society of like, you graduate high school and you like get the fuck out. Yeah. Like, you go, you know, like my mom did that. You know, it's like, that's kind of how our culture is. And it really, like in Mexico and other places, like, that's not how it is. You know, you stay home until like you either get married or whatever. But we're just like 18 little babies, just like, bye. Like, I'm moving to fucking LA and like, wish me luck. Hopefully, I don't die or get murdered.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. But now going back home, it's, like, the same thing where I'm just like, holy shit, like, people are nice here, and you can park anywhere for free. You can park anywhere.
So many parking spaces.
You can park anywhere for free, and there's no traffic. It's crazy. And everyone's just like, can I help you? And you're like, huh? What?
I want to help
Yes,
you.
Please.
Yeah. This keeps you real.
You know, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, driving, even at home, like, near Boston, I mean, there's some more traffic in cars, obviously, Idaho.
Well,
but
those fucking roads out in Boston are new news. It's, like, 1789 out there. Just like, good luck. Jesus.
On the highway sometimes, I'm like, there's no one on the road right now.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty, at least, because there's, like, all the greenery, and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous out there.
That's what we say. Every time we go home, we're driving, like, down 495, and we're like, trees, wow,
so beautiful.
Yeah, here you're like,
it is so beautiful.
It's scary, it's looking out here.
Yeah, it's freaky deaky.
When everything's dead, it's like
ugly as fuck. Ugly AF.
It really does. It's so sad sometimes. We're like, why are we doing this to ourselves? But it's good. There's pros and cons to everything.
Yeah, there are definitely pros and cons to everything.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Well, it's interesting. I've been thinking about, like, do I want to stay in LA? Which, I mean, I'm definitely going to for now. I just, I'm like, realistically, I'm like, I don't know where else I'd fucking live in the United States.
And like starting over with friends and stuff.
Well, and just everything. And also I'm just like, I don't know where I would live, where I would feel safe as like a gay lady. Because that's like a whole thing now, which is interesting. Because when I went home to Idaho, I honestly like didn't feel safe. Because it is predominantly Republican, Trump supporting. You know, and it's guns are a thing, and it's very outdoorsy, you know what I mean? Like, that's very country. And when I went home, I really didn't feel very comfortable or safe.
Wow.
It was a little unnerving. And I mean, to be honest, growing up, you're always a little bit kind of on edge and aware, and then especially when I moved to L.A., because, like, when I moved here in 2005, it was, you know, the gay thing was still not really that cool or accepted. I mean, Prop 8, like, hadn't passed, and gay marriage hadn't been passed, and all of that. And, you know, there was, like, definitely experiences of, like, discrimination and whatnot. I think I kind of forgot where the fuck I was going with that, because I'm high as fuck.
When you went home, you didn't feel like
Oh, right.
Nice.
But, yeah, so going home to Idaho was interesting, because, like, it's 2019.
Yeah.
And I felt less safe than I felt growing up. You know, I did. I was like, I am not comfortable. And I will say that I did actually have good experiences, though, because there was times where I went to the mall and there was this like older white man and I noticed him kind of looking at me and I was like, oh, this fucking guy is like, what's that? A lesbian? You know, like, holy shit, a lesbian. You know, and I was like, this fucking guy. And then all of a sudden I hear him be like, excuse me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And he was like, I love your haircut. And I was like, oh, thank you. And he was like, did you do that yourself? And I was like, no, actually. I was like, I have a barber. And he was like, oh, he was like, I really, like, I want to do that to myself. Oh. And this is like an older white man, like cute little white man. Are you okay?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Is it good?
Did I show you? Yeah.
Oh, more wait, hold on.
Technical.
Are you good?
Yep. Today. I love that. Good?
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. But he was like super sweet. And completely, you know, like in my mind, I'm already like creating a negative scenario, which, you know, is not my fault because it's just what happens and it's what I've experienced. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I went to judge him and it was actually, okay, excuse you. Hold on. Calvin, where are you going to go?
I'm going to stay right here, Mom.
Shh. Shh.
He looks so cozy and
cute.
Okay,
shut up.
Aww.
He's like, what's happening?
Okay, shush, be quiet. Go to sleep.
Sorry. But yeah, he ended up being very sweet and not what I had imagined. And I had that moment of like, oh, I like totally kind of, you know.
Misjudged
this man and just assumed the worst. And it was like completely the opposite. Aww. And like so such a sweet like encounter.
Yeah.
And nice.
Yeah.
Love
that.
Yeah.
Where were we going?
I don't fucking know.
We are backing, all over the place. I know.
So then you made your way to California. Did you always have in mind, like, growing up that you wanted to do something in the entertainment world? Or what were you, like, growing up, what were you feeling?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when I was little, I wanted to be a veterinarian because I love fucking animals. But I remember having that real, my mom or someone was like, yeah, you have to, like, do surgery, and it's a whole thing. And I was like, oh, good. No, I'm out. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then in fourth grade, it was like, I want to be a singer. And I really loved music. I love singing.
You got kicked out of chorus.
I got kicked out of fucking choir. And I always loved just, like, listening to music. My dad was really into music. My mom, like, we just grew up listening to music all the time. And my grandmother played piano. My mom played piano. Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of music and a lot of artistic stuff, a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that you grew up in that environment, being exposed to and surrounded by all of that.
Really nice. That was cool. Both my parents were really good at that, like, exposing us to, like, cool shit, like, cool music, good films, like, art, and, I don't know, exposing us to good things.
Again, ahead of their time.
I know.
Totally.
Especially for the area.
Yeah. Well, and even, like, I'm like, my grandmothers were cool as fuck, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they were dope as fuck, and they had, like, crazy upbringings, you know, where you're like, I don't know how you, like, came out as cool, but it's interesting how that works. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they grew up really religious, you were saying, right? Or at least...
Well, my mom's mom grew up Christian Scientist and, like, had the measles at one point, and her mom just, like, put a scarf around her and, like, sent her to school, and, like, I guess she, like, was fine.
They don't believe in medicine.
Yeah, they don't believe in medicine, Band-Aids, aspirin, nothing. They're just like, God will heal you, you just pray, and you'll be fine. I know. Colleen, I wish everyone could see your face. And, like, when she was 18 in college, she had an appendicitis, and her mother wasn't going to let the doctor operate because she was like, no, we just need to pray. And, like, well, no, and also she was like, if it's her time, then it's her time. Like, that was also her attitude of, like, when it's your time, God will take you.
Wow.
So her father, whose brother had died of appendicitis, got on the phone and was like, go ahead and cut, doc. And so they did the surgery and they saved her life. And after that, my grandmother was kind of like, you know, after that, I was like, you know what, maybe religion.
Rethink this whole religion thing.
I don't ever really buy into it because it pretty much almost killed me.
Yeah.
Literally. And she, like, had polio at one point and, like, just fucking got through it. I don't know. Like, this woman, like, World War II, I mean, all the things. Vietnam, I mean.
I know. We've been Nixon, saying we've had a wild year.
Right? Yeah. I mean.
Didn't get the measles.
No. Well, in, like, the Kennedy assassination, Nixon, like, all of those things.
She lived
through so much.
Both of them, I guess, with all their grandmothers, really.
Well, my dad's mom was born in 1930, so she was...
Mine, too, I think, my grandmother's born that year.
Yeah, but the same, I mean, just, like, these women, and we're talking, like, a completely different time, when women were treated, like, so poorly. And
Shh. We've got more crying puppies in the hallway.
Those are not our puppies.
I know. We have three dogs in here that are behaving so well. They're all just nice and cozy, hanging.
That's Toto.
Calvin's growling. Calvin is so much like me, honestly, at times. I'm just like, literally. Because he'll, anyone, he's like, and I'm like, God, it's so me. Because I'm just like, who the fuck are you? I don't trust you. And I'm like, he's the same way. Just like, who the fuck are you? And then he's like really sweet. Once you like come over and you're like, I'm fine. And then he's like really sweet. He's very skeptical. He's like, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Biggie too. He feels the vibes.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're clear, though.
So, yeah.
Toto's gone.
We're good. Toto's quieted down now.
Yeah.
So, since you've been in LA for 16 years, you've obviously just, like, seen a lot, and you've been in comedy the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us just a little bit about, like, being in comedy and your experiences and everything.
The entertainment industry.
And how you've seen things change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, comedy has been very fun, but very exhausting and very soul-sucking.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work and energy, but I fortunately, like, had my best friend as my partner, so that, I think, really, really made it possible for me, because honestly, I don't think I would have been able to do it on my own, because being a solo, like, comic, it's intense.
Yeah.
doing the clubs and doing the networking by yourself. And that, like, if you go on the road, it's just lonely. It's boring. You're in, like, middle of nowhere towns. It's nothing to eat.
Yeah.
You go to a shitty hotel. You watch, like, cable TV. I would watch Ghost Adventures, though. So, like, that was a bonus of the road tour life. That's how I discovered it.
That's amazing.
But yeah, yeah, like,
entertainment industry is soul-sucking in itself.
It's hard. It's hard, and it was, like, different. Like, we started before YouTube was really a thing, and definitely before Instagram, and, like, and maybe, I don't know when Twitter came around, but, like, that shit wasn't as important when we first started. And, like,
wasn't necessary.
No.
It wasn't part of careers yet.
Not at all.
Something for fun.
And not at all. And then once that came into the picture, it's just, like, now it's a whole other level of this social media life and having to have it. Even for the most, like, random mundane jobs, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. Mm. Every career, job, niche has social media stars, in a sense, if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
I know, it's crazy. There's how much doctors. Of a role it plays in careers now.
It's crazy.
And, like, 10 years ago, that just wasn't really the situation.
Yeah, no, it was, like, 2007.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think phones had, like, I don't even know if, like, iPhones were around then.
No. I think iPhones came out in, like, 2008, 2009.
I feel like I had the Motorola, the Razor. Like, the Razor, dude, the slidey one. Just, like, flap.
Yeah.
And the best was, like, when you were arguing and you hung up on someone, it was, like, clack.
Yeah.
And the flip phones.
Too. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, the chocolate. That's the one I'm talking about. One, yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Yep. Oh, my God.
I loved the chocolate.
Me, too. I had the white one.
So cute.
The red one.
Ooh,
nice. I think I had the white one too.
Yeah. The little, now it's like a little Wii remote almost.
Oh my God, we wouldn't even like know how to hold it.
I know.
Like, what is this?
And like, what, you can't even do anything on it.
No, no. Telling. But remember, you could get ringtones and shit, and it was like, I got the Kooks new song, like, as my ringtone. Yeah. Like, legit, I had that.
Yeah.
That I'd like to bring back ring back tones also.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh God, those were bad. Those were bad. This is the story of a girl. Like, oh my God, those were the worst.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but it was a different time.
Yes.
It was a different time. But it was fun. I mean, we had a great time. It was kind of like unintentional falling into that world. Mm-hmm. And we did really well really early on. And we were lucky in getting like on certain lineups and certain shows. And we were different. So I think that's kind of what helped us progress quite quickly and like elevate maybe a little bit sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And we got on to go, like, we got to go do, like, college tours, which was awesome, because we got to tour the country, which is fucking crazy, because, like,
that's amazing.
America is a trip, and even that, you know, like, when we went on tour, we went and did, like, a southern tour, and I remember, you know, just kind of being, like, I'm a little nervous about, like, you're a Mexican, and I'm a big lesbian, and we're gonna go sing about, like, camel toes and fucking vaginas and shit in, like, Georgia or Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, you know, all these places.
How are they going to take this?
And it was a little like, you know, I was like, I'm kind of scared. And it always went well, though, actually. It was always, like, totally the opposite.
That's amazing.
And actually love the South, and it's really beautiful there. And Tennessee is, like, one of my favorite places. And everyone, honestly, was very sweet in the South. But that place is a motherfucking trip, though. Like, in Arkansas... Y'all been to Arkansas?
No.
I've never been.
I've never, like, been anywhere really like anywhere. Deep, like,
Florida is the only Florida South, like, is its own world.
Florida is the fucking craziest place.
Florida is crazy.
It's crazy pants, and like everything crazy happens in Florida because it's just a crazy fucking place. It doesn't. It's like not a part of America.
No, it's
like
its
a little
world.
Planet. It's a whole little weird.
Yeah.
That's where like Riff Raff came from. Or no, he didn't actually. He came from Texas, but. Who fucking came from Florida? All the fucking mumble rappers.
Lil Pump. Flo Rida.
Flo Rida. Rick Ross. Pitbull. Lil Pump.
I know. If you go outside of, like, because obviously there are areas of Florida that are so nice, but if you go even, like, 10 minutes outside of those areas.
Yeah, like, where am I?
Whoa. My mom used to always say that wanderers would go to Florida. That's why so many weird things happen there.
Well,
it's just, like, palm trees, nice weather, just, like, cheap living. So it's just, like... Yeah.
Well, that's why everybody's just walking around on the fucking freeway out there, too. Did you notice that? In the South, people are just walking on the freeways. And in Florida, walking down the freeways.
I never noticed that.
It's like a thing.
I haven't been to Florida in a while.
When we were down there, I was just like, this is crazy. People just walking around on the freeways out here. Like, it's pretty, but, like, it's not safe.
That's
That's insane.
Yeah, it was interesting. And people that drive in Florida is fucking... And what's crazy is in Florida, out of nowhere, it is like a torrential downpour.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, literally, out of nowhere, it starts raining. And then this car is like spinning out of fucking control.
Yeah.
Everybody's going fucking bananas. It stops pouring. And then everybody just continues on normally.
Yeah, like at home, too.
Like, legit. This car like spun the fuck out. People were like, it was crazy. And then it just went away. It was like...
Sunny day.
I was like, fuck this place.
Yeah.
And there's gators. Like, fuck that. Mm-hmm. Gators? No, thank you.
Yeah.
Anywhere with gators, I'm good. I don't. No. And like the spiders and the fucking snakes down there. Like, no.
Mm.
Fuck that. Swamp life? I don't think so. Mm.
Yeah. Not for us.
No.
No. Gators.
That's why we're
Say
here.
No to gators, y'all.
That's why we're here.
Oh, yep.
Sorry. So yeah, now you're here and you're, taking some time.
I'm retired.
Retired.
I'm a retired musical comedian.
Musical comedian. I love that.
Musical comedian, writer, director, producer.
Yes.
All the things.
Yeah.
Musician, composer.
That's so nice. You
or I don't know.
A little breather.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, it was like nonstop for 12 years straight, you know, of just writing, touring, doing videos, doing all the things. And I mean, it was fun and it was a lot of work and I'm grateful for it. You know, it really was like a lot of fun and I learned so much from that experience and I would not change any of it at all. But I am like looking forward to like this next chapter and I'm not sure what I'm going to do, honestly. I don't
Yeah, I was going to say, can you share like what
I mean,
would you even know or
I had already like before, you know, my business partner and I ended our thing, I had already been feeling like I am just not happy in this career. Like I'm not, you know, and it wasn't about her personally or anything. It was just like within what we were doing. I was just like, I'm not happy. And I'm sure, I think it goes both ways, you know, and I think we're both unhappy, but I just, it had been going on for a long time where it was just like, it was
ready for a change,
a struggle to work. It was struggle to find that motivation and it wasn't fun, you know, and it was a job and it just was like, we were putting so much in and not getting anything back and it was exhausting. And again, I was in a mentality in this mind state of like, I got to hustle and I got to grind and I fucking go. And like, I just got to keep going, keep working. And then once I get here, I'll be happy. And once I get this, then I'll be happy. And once I get this, everything will be okay. And like in this, and it was also like, it cannot be any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have to, you know, make it as comedians. We have to get a television show. We have to make it. We have to make millions of dollars, be successful. And if this doesn't work out, I will go like kill myself. Like there's no other option.
Yeah.
And I genuinely believe that for a very long time. And on one hand, I like admire, you know, our dedication and our tenacity and our commitment to it, but it was unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know, it had become unhealthy and it was too much.
No yeah.
And I didn't even realize how intense my perspective was and how I wasn't really living for myself and I wasn't doing what was really making me happy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So once that fell apart, which was always kind of my worst nightmare was like that not working out and losing that friendship and losing that career. That was always like, oh my God, if that happens, I will like go drown myself in the ocean. Like I'm out. And it's actually been quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, that what I like the thing that I thought was going to destroy me has actually been the thing that has like completely freed me and allowed me to transition into this whole new chapter and this whole new person that I've been evolving into anyway. Like I've been working on this and doing a lot of work on myself and doing a lot of therapy and doing all the things, the yoga and all the healthy things, and it's been paying off and it's working. And you know what I mean? Like I'm going somewhere good and positive, and I'm grateful for what happened and I'm grateful for what I have, but I'm also grateful for this new like journey and I'm grateful to be free.
Yep.
Cause I'm free now.
And time for rest and just reevaluating everything and healing.
And all the self-care.
I was gonna say those exact words. All the self-care.
No. And it's crazy. Like, and we don't, you know, like we don't learn self-care. We are not taught self-care. We should be taught self-care. Like fuck algebra. We need to be teaching kids how to like explore their feelings and meditate and you know what I mean? Communicate. Like that's what we should be teaching kids.
Yeah. 100%. Oh yeah. 100%. Don't even get me going on that.
I mean,
useless shit that we learn growing up.
I know.
Well, they make you feel like an idiot if you don't get it or you don't vibe with it. You know, if you don't fall into this certain structure that they created, it's like
black
you're
and
dumb.
White, there's only one way. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, There's actually there's a lot of ways more useful things
we could be teaching.
Totally. And everyone is so different at their core, like, legit, that everyone has, you know, different ways of learning. Mm-hmm. Not everyone's going to be interested in the same thing. It's not going to spark the same for everyone. So it's just like, it's too much.
And, like,
track.
Do we need algebra, physics, etc.? No. Mm-hmm. Unless you're going into
teach Spanish specifically. Mm-hmm. Teach Spanish. Teach self-care.
English and history, I think, are important. I think it's important to...
Yeah, no, but everyone should be, like, bilingual or trilingual.
Yeah.
Like, people need to be learning Spanish. Then, I wish I could speak Spanish.
Yes, totally. But then, like, also teach us how to, like, how taxes work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, how to take care of ourselves mentally.
Mm-hmm. How to budget.
How to budget.
Mm-hmm.
Just, so many taxes. All those random life skills.
They don't want us to know that, though.
Mm-mm.
It's another story. Just saying.
But yeah, self-care, all the therapy.
Yeah.
All the therapy is good.
So what's your favorite?
The new wave.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I was going to say, what's your favorite form of self-care?
Ooh. There's so many. It's hard.
Tell us.
There's so many.
Okay, three. How about your top three?
Top three self-care. Okay. Ooh, God, hold on.
And it doesn't have to be just like physical, like facial yoga. It could also be like mm-hmm.
journaling, whatever you feel.
Yeah. I would say... Well, like, top three meaning, like my favorite ways?
Yeah.
Okay.
Favorite, or like, the you feel like that serve you best, or just great to be incorporated into life?
Massage.
Mm.
Being touched.
Yeah.
Like, I am very physical.
Massage.
Yeah, I'm very physical. Like, I need affection, and I need, like, physical touch, mm-hmm. and I don't get that, really, a lot. And so getting massages is, like, good for me. And I also, mm-hmm. that's why I like to get my hair cut. Quite often, because it's like that too is like a little. That also is a form of self care for me, like getting my hair cut.
For sure,
because it's like a little massage on your head, and especially when you use clippers. Yeah, and they use clippers, and they're doing like a fade. You're just like, oh, it's like a little head rub. It's so good. So things like that, and I like to get pedicures
mm-hmm.
and little things like that, mm-hmm. and or do a little shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just like fun. I like to buy like clothes. But, like, I don't buy expensive clothes. I make sure, like, I'm frugal and I, like, budget. You know what I mean? Like, you can buy nice things that don't cost a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 100%. I always like that. Like, I always feel good when I, like, buy something that's, like, cute. But I'm like,
me
it's
too.
Inexpensive. Same. And I was being smart and, like, doing I got a bargain.
It's extra fulfilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you know you're, like, I'm being responsible.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, I'm like, God, I have so many. And Calvin, my dog.
Oh, yeah. They are medicine.
Yeah.
He, like, changed my life.
Aww.
Like, legit. I mean, sorry. He changed my life. Because, like, before I had him, I have depression and I have anxiety and I've had it forever. And it's, you know, something you constantly kind of have to manage. And especially as I've gotten older, it's gotten weirder. And, like, you know, I've had to make a lot of adjustments. And getting him, like, completely... helped in so many ways that I didn't even realize for a long time, but it was like it took me a couple months to realize. I was like, oh my God, I don't have like that loneliness.
Yeah
because he's here. And I was like, I wake up to him in the morning.
Yeah,
he's there when I go to bed. Like, he's just my little man.
Yeah.
And like, he like, oh, it's so cute. He like saved me, and it's adorable.
And taking care of another living creature, mm-hmm. I think is just such,
well, like getting out of my fucking head.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It gets you out of your head. It just...
like, oh, because that is like that we can be like our worst fucking enemies in our head.
Oh, totally.
I mean, you're Virgo, like, you know, we get in our fucking heads.
Virgo
and you're a Pisces,
moon.
Jesus
Virgo
Christ.
Moon.
But what are you?
Sagittarius Sun, Virgo Moon.
Oh,
but
you're
yeah,
Sag.
So I, but Virgo Moon.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, and you're a Pisces, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm a Gemini, so I'm like, we're all in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy. What the fuck are we talking about?
Yes. And you've been going on some retreats. Yoga retreats, or what are those?
Yeah, well, so the last year I really got into yoga, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been so fucking amazing for me. And I've actually, and it's kind of opened me up into like this whole spirituality world a little more. And I'm not like 100% into it, and I'm not like really educated on all of it. But I like the idea of it, and I like doing like the sound baths, and I like doing meditations, and I love doing yoga. And I did a yoga retreat in Montana like in May. And it was so fucking fun. And I just, and yoga itself for me, like, I was always the person that went to the gym and was like, yeah, I put on rap music and I go fucking hard. And if I'm not here for an hour and, like, haven't done, like, 50 squats, you know what I mean? Like, such a lesbian. Like, so crazy. And, like, that was always my vibe. And I was like, yoga's too slow. I'm, like, I have ADD. Like, I can't fuck with that. But it's actually been the opposite. And I love it because it's meditative. It's calming. Mm-hmm.
So good for your nervous system.
Yeah, well, and stretching, and, like, my knees are fucking fucked up. Like, I'm 34, and I'm actually starting to feel the, like, oh, like, you feel...
Your bones.
My body is, like, going to deteriorate. And actually is right now, but it's like, oh, my knees.
As we speak.
Like, literally, I'm like, my knees. Like, oh, no, it's weird.
Oh,
it's weird. So, like, yoga's been really good with that as well, and I just... all aspects of it, but it's really opened me up. I've met a lot of people within that now that are, like, and I love, like, everyone there is just kind of trying to, like, be healthier, take good care of themselves, which is
finding
nice.
Finding balance in their lives as opposed to just, like, grinding and burning.
And just taking time to, like, be good to yourself, you know?
Even if it's an hour a day, taking that time to, like, focus on yourself, collect your thoughts, take some breaths, helps so much.
Stretch it out, breathe it out. Breathe I love out. The breathing. Yep.
Journal it out.
The writing, all of that. Yep. But and so just getting into that more and getting more into, like, the number sequences and, oh, I was going to tell you the medium story.
Oh, that's
what it was. Okay. So a few years ago, I went to a medium. Now, I just thought, like, when we died, we're dead, that's it. Like, that's fine. Like, that's cool. We're not here. It's like before we were born, it was nothing, and that's fine. And so I went to go see a medium because my dad passed away when I was 16, and my two grandmothers passed away when I was in my 20s. So I wanted to see if I could connect with them. And someone I knew had met this woman for, like, a life coaching experience, and at the end she was like, hey, there's someone here that wants to talk to you. Like, do you want me to communicate? And she was kind of like, okay, like, I don't know who the fuck this is. And it was, like, her Aunt Mary that she didn't even know that had died, and she was, like, telling her about her husband and this whole crazy thing. And so she told me about it and was like, you need to go see this woman. And so we went to go see her, and she explains, like, you know, I've had this gift since I was a kid. I can just see dead people and dead animals, and I can talk to them and hear them and whatever.
Animals too, that's so cool.
Yeah, that was, like, her first experience. Was she was like, these kittens had been run over and all these kids were crying, but I was like, I just saw them alive because I was seeing their, like, spirits. So I didn't see them dead, I saw them alive, and I didn't understand why all the kids were crying. And it was, like, in her family too, like, I think
I've heard of a lot of mediums can see animals and things first before they realize that it's, like, a bigger thing.
I mean, I genuinely went in there like, nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah,
no one's gonna show up. I mean, this is like, no one's gonna show up.
You're like, you're dead, you're dead.
But I was like down. I was like so down to try it, you know. I was like, I'm totally open to this, even though, like, no one's gonna fucking show up. We'll all just be sitting in silence. It'll be so weird.
Little did you know.
Yeah, so we go in, she explains, like, her gift, whatever, and I didn't tell her anything about me, and she was like, I'm going to ask you yes or no questions, so, like, do not respond with anything other than yes or no, like, you know, and don't tell me anything without me asking you.
Oh, that's good. I like that she said that a
lot. Yeah, totally was like, I don't want to know anything.
Yeah.
So we, like, sit down, and the first thing she says is, there's someone here that overdosed. And she was like, do you know who that is? And I was like, yeah. And that was my dad. And what's crazy is, like, there's no way she could know that, because in his obituary, it was, like, diabetic reasons is what they said.
Oh, wow.
So you know what I mean? Like, and for her, that was the first, and, like, that he would be the first fucking person there. Like, so that, like, right off the bat, I mean, my heart, like, dropped. And I was like,
And how long ago was this?
I mean, it's been within the last, like, 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And I'm going to go back to her. I'm going to, like, remake an appointment. Yeah. So then she proceeds to basically communicate, like, she's, like, talking to my dad, and she's like, oh, he's singing to me right now. And she's like, oh, he just said that, like, he's excited for me that I'm going to go see Journey next weekend. she was like, he said he loves Journey. And I was like.
And you were?
No, well, this medium was going to go see him.
Oh.
So the medium was like, oh, he's telling me that he's excited that I get to go see Journey this weekend.
I think we both thought you were going to see Journey. Okay.
No. But well, still. No. And she was like, she just described, like, his car. She described his attitude. She said things. She was like, he says the F word a lot. And I was like, yeah, he sure does.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, I'm trying to think of other. She was like, do the numbers, like, 47 mean anything to you? And I was like, no. And she was like, well, add them up 11. And I was like, well, yeah, 11 actually is very significant to me. And the reason why is because 11 is November, and that's the month my father died, my grandmother died. Both my grandmothers died, my father died, and also my great-grandfather, who I'm named after, died in November. Oh, wow. My dad's birthday's in November. So wow. November has a lot of significance.
Yeah.
So she got that right. She explained his house. She explained to me how he actually passed away. I'm trying to think of, like, more specific things, and there were so many things. And then my grandmother showed up as well, and she explained how they passed away, and she was like, you know, my one grandmother in particular, she was like, she wants you to know, like, she was ready to go, and, like, don't feel bad, and, like, it's okay. Like, she mm-hmm. was ready to go, and she doesn't want you to feel like you got, you know, she wasn't ready to leave. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was interesting, and she explained how she had, like, the life support tube. Hold on, sorry. Shut up. Hold still. I feel like I'm missing, like, some really good ones. I feel like I'm not giving the good ones.
No, it's still...
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. That just kind of opened you up more to...
Well, yes. Yeah, so that went on for an hour. And then at one point she was like, you can ask them questions. So I asked them questions. Stop.
Okay, stop. Calvin is wiggling around.
Being a diva.
Okay, relax.
But yeah, so anyway, they all came through, and that just, like, blew my fucking mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these things that there's just no way she could have known.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. Oh, well, one of the things, too, that was really fucking nuts is she was like, she was like, okay, I'm seeing that he, and again, I didn't tell her anything. She was like, there's someone here that overdosed. And she was like, yeah, I'm seeing that it started with, like, he had a knee injury or, like, a sports injury, which was accurate. And she was like, yeah, okay, he was addicted to, it was pills, it was pain pills, that's what it was. And I, in my mind, I'm like, no, that's not what it was. And I was like, this fucking bitch. Like, you know, immediately, I'm like, oh, no, wrong-o. I don't think so. And then immediately after she says that, she goes, oh, I'm sorry, he just corrected me. It was street drugs. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, how could she know that?
Yeah.
How could she fucking know that?
Yeah. Did it start with an injury at all?
He had knee injuries that he did use pain pills for, and he did abuse those. But they weren't
prescription.
No, they were prescription pills. Okay. But that wasn't, like, his main addiction. It was street drugs. Like, he did that, but it wasn't, like, a thing that developed into anything. Uh-huh. Like, he did that for a minute when he had those injuries, and it could kind of, you know, he'd kind of do it here and there.
Yeah.
But the street drugs are what, like, got him. So when she, like, corrected that, that was fucking crazy. I was like, that's fucking crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was like, water is very important. And, like, was describing, like, our cabin in McCall. And she was like, you know, there's a lake. I see a lake. And we, like, grew up going to this lake every summer. And she was like, water was very important to him. And it was like, we had a pool. And we, like, did so many water things. And he loved water. And I love water. And so, like, there's just all these fucking things. It's crazy.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nuts. So after that, I was like, holy shit, I don't know anything about anything. And apparently, well, and the other thing, too, she was like, he wants you to know, like, he is there, even though it doesn't feel like it. Like, he's there. You can talk to him. He was like, she was like, he wants you to know, like, you will see him again. He will be waiting for you. And, you know, she was like, he wants you to know, like, you were the last thing he thought about. You were his baby. He loved you so much. And she was like, he wants you to know how sorry he is. And he really did try to quit, but he just couldn't.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, it wasn't his karma. I guess he just, whatever. Like, it wasn't his karma. I guess it's just what his choices, I guess, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we have so much free will or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And
like, it wasn't part of his soul plan, but it just happened because of the choices he made, kind of.
Yeah, I think so. It was kind of like his own interference, like, steered him away from whatever his karmic was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But she was like, he wants you to know, like, he really did try to quit, and he's so, so sorry for, like, what he put you through, and, like, he knows how much it affected you, and he wants you to let it go, which I was like, well, easy for you to fucking say, like, you fucking dick. Like, but he was right, you know, and after that experience, too, it was interesting. I went home, and I had a lot of pictures of my dad and a lot of pictures of my grandmothers out and about, and in a way, it was like, I realized they were kind of reminders, and I put them all away, because I was like, you know what, I do, I kind of need to let go of, like, this for a minute. And just start fresh and, like, let go of the past and, like, not have this constant reminder of what I've lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was actually really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. But yeah, so apparently, like, they're out there. Well, that was one of the things, too, she said.
We talk to them every day.
Yeah, and you can talk to them, and they're fucking there, and it's crazy, and I don't understand it. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And one of the things she said, too, was she was like, he wants you to know, like, he's always there. And she was like, except for, like, when you're doing your personal stuff, he doesn't want to see that shit. And I was like, that's exactly what he would say.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's exactly... Oh, well, and one of the other things, too... that she said that was, like, insane was she was like, you know, do you have, like, issues with addiction? And I was like, no, not really. I was like, I smoke a lot of weed. And I was like, but, I mean, no, not really. Like, I do drink. I think at that point I was still drinking, like, more often than not. Mm-hmm. But not to, like, a point that was out of control or anything. But I was like, yeah, and I mean, like, no, not really. And she was like, okay, well, he's saying you really need to, like, you know, keep an eye on that and be careful. Because if you do it once, he, I don't know, what was it? She said... He keeps saying, if you do it once, you're done. Do it once and you're done. And that's exactly what he would say to us.
Yeah.
Like, when we were kids. Mm-hmm. He was like, if you do drugs, like, you do it once and you're done.
Wow.
And she was like, he keeps saying that. And I was like, that's fucking insane.
Wow.
Like, how could she know that?
No. Yeah. No,
it's real.
Yeah. No,
no, it's it was like... Banunu, banunu, banuni, nuni. Like, so after that, I was just like, okay, fuck. And so for a long time after that, actually, I would talk to him, and like, it was comforting, and it did feel like a lot of closure.
Oh, and I love that.
Yeah, and it's interesting. And so now every once in a while, I kind of forget though at mm-hmm. times, and recently mm-hmm. with everything that's been going on, all the change and transition and emotions coming up with that, I've been kind of like trying to reconnect with that more.
Yeah.
And getting more into like the number sequence stuff, mm-hmm. like in all the like universe the science. Numbers. Yeah. And all of that, and like seeing more of that, being more mm-hmm. open to that type yeah. of stuff. Because mm-hmm. it's nice and it feels that. Good. And I feel like that just for right now, I'm like, that feels good. And yeah. that's kind of yeah. like,
so for me, back.
Yeah, the universe does, and I don't get totally. It. It doesn't make sense, but like they're there, and I don't know.
Yeah. There's this medium I love that kind of breaks things down. He's a past life medium. I'll have to send you like his Instagram and his books and stuff, because he really breaks things down in a way that like makes so much sense. Cause I was like that kind of, I always like believed in reincarnation, believed mm-hmm. that like our ancestors and family members and spirit guides were with us. But I like didn't, I mean, and not that anyone like fully understands how it works, but I like had those same questions of like kind of at least a little bit how do things work. And he really breaks it down really well on like the astral plane versus the causal plane, which yeah. like the astral one is closer to us. So like that's where our spirit guides are. But like the causal plane is when you've completed all of your lives. And so you're like an elevated spirit guide and you're done reincarnating, but it's all just, it's really interesting. So I'll have it's to crazy. Send it to you.
Yeah. It's interesting. There's yeah. so many like intricate things that create all of it
yeah.
and all of us and like mm-hmm. fucking sound. I've been doing sound baths mm-hmm. and then all the shit with sound yeah. and frequencies and that yeah. whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So healing for your nervous system.
But just realizing like how affected we are by things we don't even know about.
Know.
You know what I mean? Like I fucking sounds and frequencies like are affecting us greatly and we don't even know that or realize I that. Know. Realize that.
Yep.
Like I went to a class and I was like, no fucking shit. And I was like, that's crazy. She was like, listen to more like flamenco music. And I was like, all right, fuck it. This will make me feel better.
Yeah.
It was good. It was interesting.
And there's all different frequencies that are supposed to like heal different chakras mm-hmm. and different areas of your body too, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
I love a good sound bath.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. It is like, yeah. it literally just decompresses mm-hmm. my nervous system, which is something that I'm constantly having to be mindful of because I feel mm-hmm. like my nervous system is a little cray sometimes. And yeah.
Yeah.
I love a sound bath for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are creatives too. When you guys are in LA, I mean, how do you cope with like the stress that you experience mm-hmm. within, you know, your creative worlds and environments?
Yeah. I think lots of self-care for yeah. both of us. And we always say that self-care doesn't just mean like massages and facials. If anything, more, even more than that for me, it means like mental self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So journaling and then like deep hypnosis stuff, which I do through To Be Magnetic. She has a lot of cool yeah. workshops that basically help you figure out the root of different like patterns and limiting beliefs and stuff that you have. And
I've had so many people tell me about her recently.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely
yeah.
look into her.
Yeah, yeah, I have.
She's amazing.
Cool.
And then do like subconscious reprogramming. So, and then even just a lot of like the methodologies from that type of work too, I feel like just help me reground, look at why I'm doing something, why someone else may be acting a certain way, and just mm-hmm. help me make better choices. But I feel like lots, like the holistic psychologist, I love tuning into her stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What's her deal?
So she's like similar with just like getting to the root of things and figuring out patterns and healing mm-hmm. things from childhood, because mm-hmm. it all affects, you know, what we right. attract and how we act and all of the above. So I feel like tuning into a lot of that yep. helps me.
Yeah.
And then just talking to my peeps, ancestors, angels, spirit guides. I do a lot of that, and just lots of rest and reading and good shows and good food and all, but yeah. also like, when I can, massages and facials yep. are also great.
All the self-care.
Yep.
Working out.
No, totally.
Yep. Working out. Nature. Oh, how, nature could I, yeah. how could I not say nature? Yeah. yeah. Making sure that I spend enough time in nature.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super important.
Really checking in and just being sure you're doing things that, like, really ground you and just, mm-hmm. like, deep breaths, remembering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're all just human at the end of the day, and we're all yeah. just trying to get through.
Yep. We're all going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've replaced, whenever I get annoyed with myself or I feel like I did something dumb or whatever, instead of, we were talking about this before,
like earlier started, today.
Yeah, yeah. Like earlier today when I had myself on mute, I was like, I'm a fucking idiot.
That's a perfect example, yeah, and it was fine.
Instead, I'm like, no, I'm not so dumb. I'm not so whatever. I'm so human. My yes. friend sent me, I think it was not a meme, but just like a cute little graphic on Instagram that had that a couple weeks ago, and I was like, well, I'm going to start using that.
That's nice.
I'm so human.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice. I yeah. like that.
So like yeah. you said, just checking in and being aware of everything that's going on mm-hmm. and what role I play in it, mm-hmm. you know, things that I might be attracting and what I need to adjust.
Yep.
And yeah.
We're all figuring it out.
Yeah, we are all figuring it out. Mm-hmm. And it's rough sometimes, but mm-hmm. also lots of beautiful moments and experiences. And yeah. sometimes even I feel like just like lighting your favorite candle.
Oh God, I love candles. Just, like, I yeah, love yeah, candles I so
like,
much.
Don't you kind of feel like they're like a little bit healing?
They
for
are 100%. That's why they're yeah. lit 24/7 in my home yeah, all the yeah. time.
Yep.
Fucking Home Goods, like yeah. swoop on
every
up.
Weekend,
yeah. Oh my God, I know. Candles. It's like you mm-hmm. you get three and it's $100, but I don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't yeah. care. I want them.
Same.
Throw some crystals and some tarot.
Oh, yeah. No, get a good. Fake plant. Get yeah. a fucking mirror. Yeah. Get some towels, whatever you need. God, I love that place.
Yeah. Yep.
No, we love all the self-care.
Yep.
All things wellness.
Yep.
Just mm-hmm. figuring out what, you know, makes you feel good at the end of the day.
Yeah. yeah.
Even with all the stress and craziness mm-hmm. that LA can bring, it's like none of that really matters, and you can't get too lost in it because
for sure.
we just have ourselves at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. For
so
sure.
You have to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. And tea.
Tea is good. I love tea.
Herbs.
I love tea.
And tea is also a ground. Mm-hmm. I feel like a grounding thing for
weed
me.
Is good too. I yes. like weed.
Yep.
Weed is very helpful.
Herbs.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Also, yeah,
I know that's what made me think about it. I was like, mm-hmm. I got herb.
Yep. I got herb.
I got herb.
Yeah. All the self-care things.
Yeah. For me, it's like I feel like all of those things also partially come down to keeping my nervous system in check, because mm-hmm. I feel like the more I can keep that in check, I can like think more calmly, make better decisions, just be happier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Appreciating the little things.
Yeah.
In life.
Totally. Day by day, yep. step by step.
Yep.
Like we had a crazy week
thrown in
this past week, but we just kept reminding ourselves we're gonna get through it.
Yeah.
It's all
everything's gonna get done. Nothing bad is happening.
Not curing cancer either.
Exactly. It's just like it's gonna be lost and crazy. Like,
I know, right? But it's hard. You get caught up with
yeah.
that shit.
Yeah, like, and it feels like the end of the
it
world.
Does. It does.
It's easy to spiral.
Yeah.
You just have to be like, okay, you're gonna get through this. It's gonna be fine.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna have a moment to yourself again. Like it's okay.
Uh-huh.
And we do. And now here we are, and it's a beautiful Sunday. We've had donuts.
We got booch crabs.
The donuts were good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question. I'm getting very deep now.
Okay. Yeah.
The edibles
I like that you're I like that you're asking us questions. Yeah.
I know. See, this is what I'm saying. I think the second version is better.
Yeah.
Like, this was, because yeah, it was like, you know what I mean? We need yeah. to hear from you guys, too. So for you guys, mm-hmm. and we'll go, you can answer separately, but what is it that, like, motivates you to get up every day? You know what I mean? Like, what is your reason for, like, even doing any of this, right? Like, mm-hmm. why are you like, you know what? I'm going to fucking do this shit. This shit is ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. It's fucking hard. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This yeah. is why I do it.
I feel like it's bigger picture, like, working towards main goals are truly just happiness and freedom at mm-hmm. the end of the day. So mm-hmm. it's like, what steps are we going to take? What are we going to do to get there? And what truly is just going to make me happy and not miserable repeating like crazy cycles of mm-hmm. shitty jobs or like mm-hmm. whatever it is that you're doing
mm-hmm.
and just really at the core
what is making me happy and what do I want, which is freedom and happiness. Mm-hmm. So I feel like just taking little steps daily, whatever mm-hmm. that is. And that's what keeps me going. Just
wish I had pitchable. My own answer, but that's fine. Because those are the things that's like why we're so aligned as friends and work-wise. Because,
freedom
is... it really is freedom and happiness. You don't need, it's not like, oh, I'm working towards $1 million. It's like, no, I really just want to be happy and have the freedom to do what I want that does make me happy.
Right.
And support myself in a way that makes me happy. Have free time to do things outside of my work that make me happy. Just, freedom. Freedom in every way.
And
freedom,
be safe, balance. And like healthy. Safe,
all of the above.
Right. Exactly. Finding the balance, because it's like, yes, we technically do have to work, so make sure you're not, you know, burning yourself out or doing things that are making you so miserable, because that's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, obviously, even if you are doing something you love for your career, there are going to be parts of it you don't like, or aspects or days that you're tired and you're like, I want to just lay in bed all day, but like, I have things to do. But I think if, in general, if you're doing something that you love or at least is aligned with your values and, you know, working towards something you love, any variation of just... being happy with what you do every day, I think is just so important, especially for me.
For sure.
Or for everyone, but I feel like just personally to me, I've realized how important that is and how much more of a focus I need to place on it and not waste time with other things, and energy.
Yeah, there will always be like bad days here and there, but it's just navigating through those, you know.
Yeah, and there's still aspects of it that you're not going to want to do or like... you know, whatever.
Yeah. No one likes to do little tedious, silly tasks that seem silly and annoying, but it's like,
they're silly.
Sometimes
silly
you gotta
and annoying.
You gotta do shit.
No, that's for life. Sure. Well, that's the thing. It's like we have to participate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have no option, but like we have to participate. We have to make money somehow, right, to survive.
Yeah, so might as well participate in a way that makes us happy.
Yeah. Right.
And,
right.
And I feel like a lot of times we're just taught that we have to be practical and do certain things to support ourselves. And it's like you were saying this the other day too. You were like, no, we can actually do whatever we want.
Yeah. Yes.
Obviously, you have to have a plan and like do it methodically in a way that you. But. In theory, you can do
I love that. That's what you said? Yeah. love that.
You can.
Yeah.
You really can.
Like, all these we always strict say that. Rules, like, quote-unquote rules. It's like, go to high school, go to college, go do this, do that, da-da-da. And it's like, no, you can do... if something's making you happy and you're fine, you can do it.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like
be strategic
said, be strategic and
figure out
like,
a way.
Contributing to society and whatnot, but, like... you can pretty much do anything you want to do. Mm-hmm. There's no rules.
Yeah, and there's no formula.
Or, like you don't even have to contribute to society either. Like, if you can do something in your house that you love every day and make money off of it,
cool.
You can do that, too.
Have to make you the money.
True. Right. I guess I didn't think of that as contributing to society, but I guess it is.
You know
what society's contributing to you.
Yeah. You know, be an active member of the community somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no rules.
No,
they're all just made up in our heads, which is so wild.
And nobody knows what they're doing.
No.
Nobody knows what the fuck's going on.
Remember, like, being younger and you're like, oh, that person, like, an adult, they know what they're doing. But then you're an adult and you're like, oh. No one knows what they're doing.
Yeah, no. 34. I'm like, this is 34? This is crazy. Like, my parents had, like, kids at this point. I'm like, I can't imagine having a fucking kid right now. Like, what a nightmare.
Me neither. Yeah.
And, like, I it's good, though, because I'm like, oh, 34 is not at all what I thought. Mm-hmm. Like, you're way younger, way cooler, and it's way cooler than, like, you even imagine. Your 30s are great.
Yeah.
Yep.
All just figuring life out.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're all in similar positions of, like, kind of making adjustments career-wise to be happier.
Not to talk shit about kids, though. Sorry.
No,
not to talk about shit about kids.
No, it's a big... I feel like you're acknowledging how big of a responsibility it is and, you know, how much work it is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so... like, my friends that have kids, I'm like, whoa, you are a superhero. The fact that you are, like, building a career and you have kids. Like, you probably have a house. Like, that's, like, a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's impressive.
I don't know. How, and single moms, like, I don't know how they do it. Like, my mom was a single
mom.
Too. Went to school, worked, like, did all the things.
Same.
And it's like, I don't know how.
It's wicked impressive.
Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. And those women, like, don't get the recognition they deserve. Like, the single moms don't get the fucking props.
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah. But that also just goes to show you that everyone's different. Everyone has a different path. Like, that makes some people so happy, and it might make another person happy. So it's like, you don't have to force anything just to feel like you have to fit into these... norms.
And your path doesn't have to make sense to anyone else either.
Because it's not for anyone else.
Nope.
No, you gotta do you.
It's for you.
I mean, my path was like completely unconventional and like wacky and wild.
Wacky and wild.
Yeah. True.
Like, not at all the norm.
My path has been conventional, and now I'm veering off because I'm like, oh, I actually don't really want that.
Don't have to do this.
Yeah, I don't want it fully. I don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm. But we're so conditioned. And
yeah.
Uh-oh.
We've got some noisy neighbors again.
Calvin. Look how non-threatening he is in my lap in this, like, bundle blanket.
You're so a picture of him when we share the episode because he is so cute with his little pink nose.
I know. He thinks Calvin's so tough. He's so little, and he's like, yeah. But he's, like, down. He will fucking throw down. Like, he's, like, legit, though. He will go. Like, what's crazy is he's like me. He's scrappy as fuck. Like,
you guys kind of look alike.
Thank you. I know. It's weird.
You do.
We're very similar.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
We're bros. We're, like, good bros.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
No, it's hilarious.
I feel like we can close this out with asking Donnie what is giving you all the feels right now.
Oh, God.
So it could be anything.
Okay, cool.
This week, this month, music, movie, whatever you're feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life, thoughts, experiences.
The things that have been giving me all the feels recently are I've been going to shows more again, going to concerts, live shows.
I love. I saw you went to Banks, right?
Dude. Oh, my God. I love her so much. I had never seen her live before. Aww. She is fucking sexy. AF. It's crazy, dude. Like, that girl can sing, and she was dancing. She had these two dancers, and she was like, and, like, dancing. Fucking killed it. So sexy. Amazing.
Where did you see her?
I saw her at the Palladium.
Oh, I love the Palladium.
And then I saw Maggie Rogers.
Oh, love her.
Oh, my God. I saw her at the Greek, which I'd never been to the Greek before.
I love the Greek, too.
I'd never been there before. And she was fucking amazing.
Mm.
Homegirl was, like, dancing her ass off the entire time and singing and, like, singing good and, like, killing it. She was amazing. I was, like, so blown away by her. I loved it. Yeah. It was amazing. She fucking killed it. And that type of shit for me, like, is so inspiring. It makes me emotional.
Yeah. It's kind of cathartic, I feel like, sometimes, to a good performance.
Totally.
Like a good release.
Well, and it's just, like, to see someone that's, like, doing exactly what they were made to do, and they do it so well.
And you feel it.
And you feel it, and, like, everyone there feels it, and it is such this beautiful experience. I don't know. I love live performance. Yeah. I like theater. Music, though, especially just, like, that type of stuff. And then, I mean, you know, a friend of mine and I, we've started kind of messing around and writing with music and stuff and doing that. Because it's just, like, I just love music. It's so powerful and moving.
So music is giving you all the feels right now.
Music is giving me all the feels and, like, art, creative, and just, like, good people.
Yeah.
Like, good people that are nice and that are trying to be better people and, you know, trying to make a difference in the world. That gives me all the feels. Nice people, honest people.
I love that.
And people that are, like, you know, trying to better themselves, because if we better ourselves, then we better everything else, right?
Yes.
It all starts with us.
Yeah.
It sure does.
And yoga, meditation, spirituality. You guys giving me all the feels.
And all the donuts.
And all the donuts. Oh, my God.
Donuts give you feels.
For real. For real. But, yeah, I just think art right now and creativity and, yeah, trying to like evolve into this next chapter, because really life is like chapters, right?
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Right, it's cycles. Yeah, it's cycles. You know what I mean? And this is just the end of a like really big cycle for me. And I'm
same.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
there's definitely a big collective shift going on. I feel like.
Yeah. Well, we're evolving, right? Like.
Yeah.
And it's like inevitable. We're gonna evolve. We're gonna change. And like that's just I'm at that next. Point of transition and stage of like, okay, I'm evolving now. I'm 34 and like now I'm on to the next chapter and like this is a whole new life, a whole new thing. And it's like when you look back on like how high school was and you're like, God, that was like my life at one point.
It's so crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
We all have some growing pains.
Yeah, we were just saying that.
and some whining puppies.
So cute.
Sweet baby.
Last week, your dog is so sweet. I feel like we were saying that just like the different chapters of life, and it's also so easy to just get like stuck on what you're doing in whatever moments and like, this is my life, this is my job, this is it, and then like on to the next chapter can feel so scary, but it's like, no, it's just literally the next chapter, and think of all the chapters that you've been through that are so completely different than one another, and it's like, this is exciting, it's just on to the next.
Yeah, totally, and it's like embracing it,
yeah,
you know, just going with it and just being like, this is good, I'm on to, you know, because you don't want to stay where you are and you don't want things to stay the same.
Taking a picture of Donnie.
No,
growth and change and, you know, evolving, learning. If we stay the same, that is just
Yeah.
So boring, first of all. Yeah. And then you don't grow and become better, you know?
But I'm excited. Like, great pain and great change, like, brings good things, you know what
For
I mean?
Sure.
Like, yeah, you have to really suffer and struggle.
Yeah.
Like, this dog right here is suffering and struggling. Baby.
That's when the best things come, when you're uncomfy, it's scary.
Ella!
Ella agrees.
Come here.
Oh my god, she's so cute.
Yes, that is when the best things come.
And then the breakthrough, you're like, whoa, I was so scared. No,
I'm excited. I am so excited. Like, I haven't felt that in a long fucking time. Like, I am excited and, like, happy. And, and like you said, free.
Yes.
Free is so, freedom is, like, so important.
It is.
It really is.
Your picture is.
Yeah, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You're lovely.
So happy.
This was really fun. Thanks. You. Thank you for the donuts.
Oh, thank you. We're so happy that we could do this. And yeah, thank you for coming on and also being so vulnerable and
of course,
sharing everything.
Anytime. I mean, it's like therapy for me, so it's great. And it's free.
I know,
and I got donuts. So
isn't it like really grounding?
Yeah.
And like just, it's a good release.
Well, it's nice to just share, you know, because we're all struggling. We all have our things.
Oh my
and
God.
It's just nice to know we're not alone, you know.
That's exactly
Definitely
what we were
alone.
Saying in our intro episode.
Yeah. It's nice to know we're not alone. And we aren't. Everyone is struggling.
Yep.
For sure.
So it's good to connect and like reach out.
Yes.
Yeah. But
cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love ya.
Go to therapy. Namaste. Go to therapy, everyone. For real, go to therapy.
Bye.